If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, we will take a spin around the National Football League as we get you geared up for Cowboys and Lions. A lot of intrigue for tonight's Thursday Night Football matchup. Massive, massive playoff implications when it comes to the NFC. And we'll also be joined by the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. We'll potentially pick some games at some point. Steve Weiss is going to join us as well in that 6 o'clock hour. And then, because it is a Thursday and I'm not with you tomorrow, we'll get you an installment of the Super Six Pack, our top six commanders that were putting under the spotlight against the Minnesota Vikings. If you're just now joining the program, I have unearthed something. I don't know how much I should hang my hat on this or how much I should really read into it, but if Jayden Daniels, who was listed as a full participant in today's practice, if he is able to return coming up on Sunday against Minnesota, it will not be an easy task for him. It will not be a cakewalk. It will not be smooth sailings, in my opinion at least. I would anticipate him struggling a little bit, especially when you consider him being in and out of the lineup as much as he has been. So here's the thing, and we just found these out, just gave you these numbers right before we took our first time out of the show. Brian Flores and the Minnesota Vikings blitz at the highest rate in the National Football League. 47% they blitz. The next highest team blitzes at a 39% clip, just to give you some context of how much they're sending extra guys. On the contrast, right, Jayden Daniels this year has very much struggled against the blitz. Against the blitz during the 2025 season, Jayden Daniels has the lowest completion percentage in the National Football League at a 47% completion percentage, which is like tremendously bad if we're being real here. He also is worse in the NFL when it comes to yards per attempt versus the blitz. So in a nutshell, he has struggled in that category. If you want to break it down even more from a number standpoint in terms of EPA versus the blitz, he's ranked 30th. Now, Baker Mayfield is ranked 31st for some context there. So he's not keeping all bad company, but it, clearly this year when he has been pressured, when he has been blitzed, he has not been the same quarterback. We gave you the numbers from the 2024 season when he was one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL versus the blitz. From a completion percentage standpoint, from a touchdown interception ratio standpoint, he was one of the best quarterbacks in football versus the blitz. He's going to have to figure something out this week. Cliff Kingsbury actually took the podium earlier today, and the one thing that he harped on in terms of going up against this Brian Flores-led defense. He said the most important thing is to be prepared for the unscouted looks. And that comes on him a lot, right? When you're going up against a Brian Flores-led defense and a defense that's so exotic, right? That a defense that is as exotic as the group or the one that they have down there in Minnesota, you have to understand that you have to do what you do at an extremely high level, right? You have to do you at an extremely high level. You have to execute. You have to have a pressure plan in place. So I think Cliff Kingsbury's got a lot of pressure on him going into this weekend, because if you do not give your quarterbacks an adequate pressure plan, your offense will look like hot garbage. Point blank. Now, it's on Jaden Daniels or whoever's under center to get the football out on time, but Cliff Kingsbury owns the responsibility of putting together the best plan possible for this group. And I think it's an interesting time to start talking about Cliff Kingsbury, because he's coming off of the offense's best performance of the year, right? 27 points against a top five scoring defense in the NFL. He only gave up 2 sacks on 50 dropbacks. There is a lot to be excited about when it comes to this offense. Now, it also comes with the return of one Terry McLaurin. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we had this conversation, and I want you all to line up on the phones with this at 301-230-0980. Is it fair to revisit the grade that we gave Cliff Kingsbury 3 weeks ago?
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And I want to let you hear that now. This is from November the 13th. We had a conversation on this program a couple of weeks ago, November the 13th, where we asked the question of, what grade would you give Cliff Kingsbury 10 weeks into the NFL season? Here's the audio. If I had to give Cliff Kingsbury a grade for the job he's done during the 2025 season, I give him a C. I totally understand it. I think he's been dealt a pretty difficult hand as an offensive coordinator when you think about the quarterback being in and out of the lineup, when you think about the receiving core being as dinged up as they've been. You're now getting Jacoby Jones called up to the 53-man roster, a guy that didn't even make this team coming out of training camp. I do give Cliff the benefit of the doubt with that, but what I will say is this. When you think about the injuries and the attrition that they've dealt with, I don't know if Cliff has done a good enough job adjusting to the circumstances that he's dealing with right now here in Washington. And to me, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, the fact that Washington, despite them having the 5th highest rush rate in the NFL, and I think scrambles are included into that, I just think they're not playing big boy ball enough. And I talk specifically about playing under center. The top 5 teams in the NFL that play under center the most, Number one, the Seahawks. Number two, the Rams. Number three, the Lions. Number four, the Bills. Number five, the Patriots. Those are some of the most efficient offenses in the NFL. The teams that are bottom five, Saints, Bengals, Chiefs, Commanders, and Falcons. Kansas City, the only team in there that's really worth a damn, if we're being honest. So Washington definitely, you know, needs to me, maybe not a new offensive coordinator, because I think Cliff does do some good things, but I think they need a personality change, an identity shift offensively. And the other thing that bothers me the most, they don't play with great detail. The Commanders, the fourth most penalized offense in the NFL. When you think about those numbers plus the drops, it just feels like they're not playing with great detail on that side of the football. Wide receivers not getting to the right depth. And some of that stuff is understandable when you consider how many new faces have been in and out of the lineup. But something's got to give with this Washington Commanders offense, and I'm eager to see what they look like down the stretch. I am eager to see what they look like down the stretch, and down the stretch is now. So at that time, I gave him a grade of a C. Is it fair to revisit that grade based off of what we've seen here in the past couple of weeks? And I got some numbers here for you that'll kind of tell the story. I mentioned there in that clip how important it was for Washington to, one, establish themselves on the ground a little bit better, being more consistent with it, having more patience with the run game, and then translating that into under-center looks, which could help you with your play-action pass game. Through the first 8 weeks of the season, Washington had 20 under-center snaps. The last 4 weeks, Washington has had 27 under-center snaps, meaning it's about seven per game, right? Meaning Cliff Kingsbury, the number one thing that I dinged him for was what? The inability to adjust. The inability to adjust to your circumstances, right? I get it. It is hard as hell to coordinate an offense when you're without your starting quarterback for half of the games. I get it. Anybody in the NFL would have to deal with that. It is hard as hell to coach and coordinate an offense when you're down your two of your top three wide receivers a majority of the time. It's hard. It ain't easy, right? I give you that. But it felt like at times during this year, even with that being the circumstance, there were clear answers to Washington's problem. And the big answer that they're starting to lean into now, ironically enough, is out of the bye, right, is the fact that, hey, we can go under center more. We can run the football. We can go 12 and 13 personnel more often. I didn't feel like he adjusted well enough to the set of circumstances that he had. I just didn't. And if I'm being honest here, I'm willing to improve the grade, but it's not improving by much. Right? I would go from a C to a B minus. Two scores up. Right? C, C plus, B minus. And here is why I am going to give Cliff the benefit of the doubt here. Statistically speaking, right, Washington is pretty good, right, in a couple of different categories. They are. When you think about the attrition that they've dealt with offensively, right, the quarterback being in and out, like I mentioned, Terry McLaurin and Noah Brown being out, like I mentioned, he's still got this group. What are they ranked in terms of offense? They're 22nd in terms of points per game. In terms of yards per game, they sit somewhere right around the middle of the pack. I believe it's what? In terms of yards per game, they're 15th, right? Literally smack dab in the middle. From a run game standpoint, we know where they rank statistically. They're third in the NFL in terms of rushing yards per game. They have some of the most explosive runs in the NFL. They're top 10 in that category, top five rather in that category. So statistically speaking, they've been okay. The red zone numbers for the offense is pretty good as well. Washington's got, wow. Is this, I got to check these numbers, and Ant, maybe you can help me out with this because I know you gave me the red zone numbers earlier. Washington's got 72 red zone drives. I think that may be the second most in the NFL behind the Detroit Lions. Red zone drives. Red zone touchdowns. Washington has, is this from, I'm burnt. Okay, so I'm giving you numbers from the 2024 season. Pause with us for a second here. We're okay. We'll get you back on track. We'll follow up with this coming up. But I do want you to line up on the phones at 301-230-0980. Is it fair to revisit the grade that we gave Cliff Kingsbury 3 weeks ago? And I would ask you this. What would be your grade for Cliff Kingsbury as we sit here getting ready to enter week number 13 in the National Football League? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I'm willing to give him a grade of a B-. Honestly, I'm willing to give him a grade of a B-. And the big reason for that is because of where they rank statistically in a lot of these major categories, despite being down your starting quarterback, despite being down two of your top wide receivers. 301-230-0980 is the number. Is it fair to revisit the C grade that we gave Cliff? And then what would be your grade for Cliff Kingsbury as the offensive coordinator to this point? 301-230-0980. We'll take your calls on that. Plus, Cliff spoke about a certain tight end for the Washington Commanders. We'll get your thoughts on that as well next here on the Team 980.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.